Hey, what does Kilo Charlie 3 Charlie Delta Victor do in his spare time? Well, he reads about old World War II antennas that was located in an attic that was involved with taking out one of the major Nazi officers. Oh, wait a minute. Or maybe he listens to an audio boo about barking dogs because one of his audio boo people actually enjoys soundscaping. Or maybe he drinks water and reads about Gnostic history and studies and understands and studies Coptic. Or maybe he looks up old call signs to see who is recognizable that he would recognize by their call sign. Or maybe he'll be looking at microphone internals. Wait a minute. If you guessed any of this, you might be right. Because KC3CDV is currently referencing himself in the third person. Why is KC3CDV doing this? He doesn't know. What's up, guys? Guys don't know by now, my ham radio call sign is KC3CDV. Kilo Charlie 3, Charlie Delta Victor. And I recently put in an order from Universal Radio, and they do a lot of great things with ham radio or amateur radio, and I put in an order to replace my broken PL660, the broken Texon PL660, and it broke last year by falling on stone. I wasn't paying attention, and I went to stretch out the antenna, and, Let's back up. The PL660 comes with two antennas, and if you don't know what that is, the PL660 is a kind of radio. And that's very, very not detailed at all. It's a very special radio. But anyway, this comes with two antennas. It's got your little telescopic whip antenna, which is actually your built-in whip antenna, which is on every broadcast VHF, I mean, FM radio. But anyway, I was pulling the one antenna because it's a wire antenna, and it's on a big spool. I was pulling it over, I thought I had enough, and I wasn't paying attention, and the radio slipped off a table I had it sitting on, and it fell, and it hit the knob. It didn't hurt the antenna, or the other antenna, because like I said, it had two. It fell on the knob, and it did damage to the knob, and at first it was just turning real, you know, a little bit stiff. You know, I thought, okay, maybe there's some dirt or something in it, but no. About a week ago, no, a little less than a week ago, on Wednesday, I think of last week, it had stopped working, and, the knob stopped turning, it just got all stiff in there. My dad took it apart, looked at it, said, I have no idea what I'm doing, it's all new to me. So he puts it back together, I look at it, and it's like, So the knob almost fell off when I got it back. I don't know if that was his fault or if, you know, I just yanked on it enough and the knob almost fell off. But anyway, I put in an order for Universal Radio for the Texon PL660, and it'll be arriving tomorrow. So what have I been doing in my spare time? Like I said, I was doing research. I actually came across an article today. Did I send it to anybody? If I didn't, you can look at my Twitter. My Twitter is twitter.com/JamesClark13. And if you're following me, you should know this by now. But I came across an article where some people were cleaning out an attic, I think in 2012. And it's rather interesting because they found these two antennas. Now, these two antennas date back to World War II. And that's not the significant part. What the significant part is they were shortwave or HF, high frequency, broadcast antennas that were set up on a transmitter from London to I can't remember off the top of my head. I'm currently listening to Garden Noises, which is, as of right now, a lawnmower. Another audio bow that somebody posted. But anyway, I think it was, I want to say Bosnia. Yeah, I want to say it was Bosnia. So this, the one antenna was located in Bosnia, and the other antenna was located in London. And what made it really interesting was the United Kingdom government sent two guys in to Bosnia to take out one of the leaders of the Nazi party in 1942, and they did it over shortwave radio. Somehow these antennas ended up in this guy's attic, and they were cleaning this attic out, and this, like I said, the article was written in 2012, and they took this, they came across these two antennas. They took them apart, looked at them, and they said, "We think these are from World War II." And they go, they get them looked at from a professional who's, you know, good at dating things like that. And make a long story short, they trace them back to the source. And yes, these two people were actually involved, or rather, these two antennas were actually involved. They were what held the two links from Bosnia to the United Kingdom. And it was all over shortwave radio. And I thought it was very interesting to read about. And then I was also reading about the Russian buzzer. I think I posted today on my Twitter as well. You don't know what the Russian buzzer is, you can look it up. It's a rather neat thing to listen to. It goes buzz, buzz, buzz. Then it stops for about a minute, and then it goes buzz, buzz, buzz. And it's 24 hours. And it's actually located in Russia. They ended up moving the site, I think, in 2012 or 13. And then I was also reading today about microphone elements, and how they put coils in certain microphones, and how some microphones actually have tubes underneath the voice coils to actually enhance the sound. It's rather interesting things to look at and think of. How did technology change from, you know, no more than 20 years ago to now? And in the mic industry, it really hasn't changed unless you consider Heil Sound, and this is why I use only Heil Sound microphones. The microphone you're hearing is actually coming from Heil Sound quality. That's right. Pause that phone and get into a conversation and come back to the sound of a weed eater. That's right. Good job, Audio Boo. Actually, that would be the person who's uploaded this particular boo that I am currently listening to and talking to you guys about. Well, not about, but I'm listening to in the background while I'm talking to you guys. I'll get it right. I'll get it right. Give me time. I'm only a ham, after all. Wait, and a musician. Wait, and a minister slash pastor slash whatever you want to call my title in regards to that. Wait. There's one other thing I do. I'm a hardware nerd. Wait, there's another thing. I am a shortwave radio operator. Wait. I think there's one extra thing. Coffee. Oh, that's something else. I'm not drinking any coffee. I haven't drunk any coffee since about 2 weeks now. I ran out of my chocolate coffee. I ran out of, and that was actually pretty good. I ran out of my Rainforest coffee and my Blue Thunder coffee. There's three different kinds of coffee. I love the Klatch coffee. I think it's K-L-A-T-C-H. I think it's how you spell that company. And they're out in, I think, Los Angeles, California. And they make really good stuff. And it's organic, and it just tastes awesome. And it's awesome. So like I said, I'm waiting on the PL660 to get here. It'll be here tomorrow, probably by 9 or 10 in the morning. And I'm hoping to... Hey, it's a helicopter. And I'm hoping to have it unboxed tomorrow. That's right. Take your cane and do touch technique. That's not exactly touch technique. On the concrete. Okay, whatever.